What is in your life's blueprint?
The handy down.
Hey man, handy downs was good sometimes.
Yeah, for real. Because the other one I was using was not touchscreen. It was not connecting to the internet.
The one from...
But welcome back, beloved We Love Philly member, to the We Love Philly podcast. Thank you for listening. My name is Tyre Wilson. I'm the content director here at We Love Philly. And we hope your day was great. And if not, we're always here to tell you there will be better ones. So, as always, here on the We Love Philly podcast, our number one mission is to provide you with content and resources for and produced by students while also promoting and highlighting the amazing people and organizations that contribute to this lovely city we call home. And without any further delay, I am excited to announce our guest for today's episode. He is a Philadelphia native high school student and We Love Philly graduate that decided to take his education and his future in his own hands for his business. My man is the founder of LJ the Clown Entertainment, then entertainer LJ the Clown himself, Mr. Kerry Sykes.
What's going on? What's going on? How y'all feeling today? I hope y'all feeling beautiful and blessed during this wonderful Black History Month.
Yup, and it's Black History Month too.
Exactly, man.
Black excellence.
Black excellence at its finest, you feel me?
Yeah, 100%. So I'm a man, Kerry, over here. Cool dude. In the midst of finding himself, going to school, actually just normal teenager things and stuff like that, took it upon himself to step back and just be like, I want to do this, and this is the steps I need to take to get there. So let me start now. And what made you have that thrive to start so early and to like take it in your own hands and become that owner and not just find a company to work for?
Yeah, sure, why not? I started performing, believe it or not. I know everybody said they started when they was like one or two. But I actually did start performing when I was around the ages of four, going on five. My first ever performance was singing lead at my preschool graduation. I was singing The Circle of Life, the best song out here. You know, get you up in the morning.
A key banger. A key banger of that time.
But after that, they had a prom at my daycare. And as soon as I came from school to the after school program, I couldn't play with the other kids. I had to go right on stage to get ready to perform.
Yeah.
And all that. So I guess you could say I'm Philly's Michael, you feel me? Because I ain't have a random childhood.
That's how it gotta be sometimes.
So my first ever solo performance was singing Teddy Pendergrass' TKO. Philly native singing another Philly native song. It's just, it's go crazy.
Meant to be.
Exactly, it's meant to be. But then after that's when, I guess that's when I clearly knew that I had a thing for music. If he was still here, my dad could say, yo, he was meant to be something else. I used to be with my dad 24/7, just about. And he was my hip. I was his hip because he ordered it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. We was always drinking at the hip. And we always listened to music and whole nine. And I didn't know that was my dad's first and last time seeing me perform. So every time I perform, I just dedicated to him. Yeah. But fast forward, I want to say 6th or 7th grade, I was going to my middle school. And they had a talent show.
Yeah.
And that's the random time where Tyler Perry, Big Happy Family Play had just hit DVD. And it was one of the songs on there, Lenny Williams, because I love how Bull sung that joint. So I studied it. I studied Lenny Williams. And then when the talent show came, I had sung that. And they was like, why do you know this song? And I was like, I'm already old soul. And so I heard that song. I loved it.
Yeah.
So when I did that, I started off being like, fourth person to go, but then after dress rehearsal, they was like, oh no, he going last. So I had to close.
They knew.
I was mad because I'm still thinking I'm going on fourth because I read the roster. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going after him. Cool. I can go sing. I can go home afterwards. And then it was like, let me just write them out real quick. He going last.
See the best last.
For real. And then after that, like a lot of doors start opening in. I had the opportunity to perform at a block party, and that's when I had went wrong at because I wasn't mentally ready because I was like, oh, I did this. I could do it again. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my best show. But I'm like, I ain't going to let that knock me down.
Yeah, definitely.
And then after that, they start having this thing called a winter showcase. I was singing there every year. No matter where I went, mm-hmm. if the music was playing, I was dancing to the point where my mom had to grab me by my neck. Damn. Like, you're doing too much. Sit down somewhere.
Yeah.
But I will say that after I had went back to my roots, to my daycare, I got introduced to a person. And they, I wouldn't say they necessarily trained me, but they did open some more doors. Mm-hmm. And after that, me and that person, Tom, was through or whatever. And that was like a good 3 years. And it was cool. Like, it hurt. It was time to, it's time to grow, you feel me?
Yeah.
You had to realize that person is only for your season. Once your season is, mm-hmm. once that season is over with, you can't be mad no more. I was working at Sesame Place.
Gotcha.
Every place I went that was around kids, I took that as a step forward on how I wanted to better my business.
Exactly.
So yeah. When I was working at Sesame Place, I learned the entertainer side there. When I was working at Urban Air, I learned my customer communication skills up there. I was just taking it piece by piece. And then once, and I'm mad because I had my logo, I had all my stuff ready. My first party was getting ready to get booked, and then COVID.
Oh, man.
So once COVID hit, I'm like, no.
Yeah, COVID was a crazy time, man.
Yo, for real. Like, I really started my business during COVID. But it was cool, though, because then I got to rekindle a new friendship with King, the Clown King of Philly. I'm the prince, but he the king. I let him be the king. His name is called Kwani the Clown. And he been doing this for years. He was doing the Ringling Brothers. He official. And ever since that, he took me under his wing. I want to say just about over 1,000 shows, maybe even more, just last year alone.
Yeah. And for people who never been to a show, what would you describe the experience as?
So I would describe my experience as an out of circus experience. And the reason why I say that is because I try to bring the circus aspect with the hip-hop aspect. I make it infused a little bit. So I have live animals. I do fire breathing.
Yeah.
I swallow the fire as well. And when I have more than one clown with me. So my goal with LJ the Clown was trying to make it seem like you're family and you're safe.
Yeah, because you really do get that vibe. Like, from what I've seen, like, kids are drawn to you. They really are, no matter what you're doing, if you're doing balloons, if you're full out LJ the Clown dancing it up. Kids are super excited and hyped to have someone as hype and excited as them, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's a different experience, and I definitely understand how it feels to tie that with that sense of mentorship and that sense of people who come along, because you will find things you want to do and you will find people who will come along and they'll teach you things. They might even be a big mentor in your life, but sometimes you have to take that growing step to move on to where you need to be, because not everywhere is where you need to be. You can't get comfortable and complacent all the time because you want to grow, you know what I mean? And I've seen you grow a bunch. Like I touched on earlier, you are a We Love Philly graduate. So like, that was a big thing. I watched you do a lot of volunteerism, a lot of things that really you shined in.
So when I first heard of We Love Philly, I was like, I want to do it. But sadly, I couldn't, because at the time I was working at Eastern State Penitentiary for the Halloween season.
Yeah.
And then it was time for We Love Philly to come back around. I was the first person to jump on it at my school's campus. Like, I want to do it because he was like, hands-on stuff. I'm like, cool, because that's my way of learning.
Yeah.
I believe that you can't sit in the classroom for 8 hours a day and learn anything. I believe that's just not how my brain works. And as Einstein said, no two brains is alike.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so when I joined We Love Philly, Aponte reminded me so much of Psychoist from Rocotouris. So I told him that right off the bat, and like, I was drawn towards him because I see myself like really learning from him.
Yeah.
Like his crazy antics, and we all know that he has crazy antics.
Yeah, he's a particular guy.
Exactly. He's like really peculiar. Even with that, like he made me see a lot of things in myself. This man has got me on a plane. Like
crazy.
Nobody else could ever have me get on a plane until this moment.
For real.
Now I'm like, come on, let's get on the planes.
Where are we going next?
It's for real. But yeah, like he has really opened up a lot of doors. He's really helped me network with a lot of people. I never thought I would be able to do a TED Talk until now.
Yeah, exactly.
So We Love Philly put me in a sense of direction that I didn't know I need to be in. Always be grateful, especially with small things. Like, this man got me mentally stable somewhat. Yeah. And I would truly be fully grateful for that, because I never thought that I could be a person to lead a meditation. Mm-hmm. I never thought that I could be the person that actually sit down and want to listen to my thoughts. And I tell him that every day. I'm like, yo, I'm highly grateful.
Yeah.
I'm very highly grateful.
There really isn't truly comparing the feel you get from just knowing that the person cares. They're not going to judge you, because I feel like that's what a lot of people feel in our urban schools, is that they're going to be judged. And this teacher doesn't care about anything that's about to happen or go on in my life. And it's not always like that, or doesn't always have to be like that. Mm-hmm. And when someone comes along that shows you that, you're drawn to them, because who doesn't want to be loved at the end of the day? Mm-hmm. And it's just stepping into that, taking the opportunity to let someone in to open those doors for you, and then engaging in the way that you need to, because it doesn't matter what field you're in, it doesn't matter exactly what your ultimate goal is, you can still reach that from the community, from the people around you. And I think sometimes we get too thought up in, oh, I'm by myself in this, oh, I'm creating this by myself, so I have to do this and I have to do that. Mm-hmm. But really, if you just look around, there's people who are willing to help, who know you and know the things that you need and have that. And it's truly a different thing. And that's what learning is. And mm-hmm. to strip that from that and have it just more centralized, more thrive for basic normality, it's unfortunate. And it puts us in a mindset where now it's hard to do things like this, and it's hard for us to look at each other and be like, he's doing it, I can do it too, because we're always in our own head. And that's why I think we appreciate more and more people coming around to do that and show us the way and give us more opportunity. But besides that, I would like to touch on your experience with events in Philadelphia, because we have been at plenty of events, plenty of events together. And yeah, even recently we did, what was it, like Christmas?
Yep.
Where you dressed up as the Grinch.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Got the gritty on.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I will say, no event is the same.
Yeah, no.
But every event, you just felt the love. Like,
yeah.
When I was the Grinch, even though I had to be sassy. Had to be sassy, but the kids,
and they were liking it.
Exactly.
They, yeah,
like,
they were eating
I had
it
to
up.
Embody the Grinch. Mm-hmm. And but even with embodying the Grinch, they was like, yo, who is in this Grinch?
Yeah, for real, bro.
So yeah, so what not even just that, when we did the event with Salah and I had to be LJ the ref.
Oh yeah.
That event itself, it was like, it was,
and there were some amazing moments captured, yes, from that event. Yes. Like kids just having so much fun.
Kind of upset I couldn't do the fire breathing. But even the events we did here at Rec, it was just like you felt the love, you felt the volunteering work, mm-hmm. and everywhere you go. Now, the events that I have done outside and for LJ the Clown, man, I want to say my most recent event, my most recent big event,
mm-hmm.
it was the summertime. I did an event with Kwani the Clown. Right. For the LGBTQ plus parade.
Yeah.
That event gave us so much of a different aspect than we thought, because we really didn't think that a lot of people was going to be out there, or a lot of people was going to be.
Oh, yeah, it was packed, wasn't it?
It was packed. We didn't think a lot of people was going to stand there. It was like, oh, it's just clowns. Like, they're just dancing and whatnot. We had people dancing. We had people battling me. It was so much love, and that's what I want to give out. Mm-hmm. Now, if y'all gonna go down there this year, I'm telling y'all right now, we gonna be there, and I got a little something. I'm gonna be lit for y'all. I got a little something fire for y'all.
Y'all already know.
Quote fire. You feel me?
Pride Parade, LJ the Clown Entertainment is there.
You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to do an event for a celebrity, couldn't do it. Sorry for that. If you're listening, if you're
sorry,
listening
please.
To this, sorry I couldn't do it. But like I said, no event is the same. Like I said previously. But what I try to do is make every event feel love. Because I don't know. If y'all have seen an event like mine, I will get the person that's sitting down ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, get them up.
I have three rules in my show, the main three rules. Rule number one is to remember that clown's name. You feel me? Either it's LJ the Clown or LJ the Ref. You feel me?
Yeah.
And rule number two is my favorite rule, even though I say that the last third rule is my favorite. This is my favorite rule, that everybody's part of the show. Because mm-hmm. I want to make them feel like they're a star as well.
Yeah.
And rule number three is have fun. Now, we might get a rule number four or five in there, depending on,
depending on the crowd.
Depending on the crowd, depending on the show. But, yeah, like I say, no show is the same, but every show matters to me. Once we leave, I want you to have that thought like, yo, that was really a show.
When you're having someone not only bring you in, like, you want something to feel like it's personalized. Personalization is key, honestly. And when you give them that, they're brought with this excitement and this positivity that just always bounces around, you know what I mean? And that's ultimately the goal, you know what I mean? Love, positivity, and sharing that with other people. And we know you definitely do lots of that. How would you say for you as Carrie Sykes, how does it feel taking on that role as LJ the Clown? And to what some kids might look up to one day, the same way that you looked up to any entertainer. But what does it feel like to put yourself in that role and take that time and effort and really create that brand?
The funny thing about it is I actually had a kid who was like, I want to be like you when I grow up. And I'm not going to lie, I told that person not to be like me. I want them to be better.
I feel you.
Now, don't get me lying. When they said that, I was having a little rough day.
Yeah.
I never show that in my shows. And when they said that, I, like, almost cried, like, packing up my stuff or whatever, because that really hit. And we all have our cards dealt, no matter what. And it's not about what you got, it's how you play your cards.
True.
No matter how you feel or see life, there's always a person that has it worse.
Yeah, true. Always.
And you probably think that this... it's coming to the end, but really at the end of the day, this is just the beginning. And the reason why I say that is because, like I said, had a lot of things come to me, things happen to me. As you end up on to, you know, when I first started, I kept saying, I'm surviving. Yeah. I'm here. But it's just recently at the potluck we had, I said, I'm black and beautiful.
Yeah. You feel me?
Like, it all changes. Your emotions is like the weather.
True.
It changes all the time. You feel me? You can have a consistent sunny day, consistent cloudy day, but it's all on how you work on yourself. That's all I gotta say about that. Yeah, not to get too deep.
Not to get too deep. But
no, but I think that's exactly what needs to be said. That's how it works. Like you have to put yourself in the position to reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. If you truly want to be the best you can be, you know what I mean. You're gonna have to sit there and idealize, what do you want to get done? What is your goals? What's your purpose and mission? What is that goal? And how do I get there? And what is stopping me now? Because usually that's what the hardest part is, what's stopping you and what's in your way. Mm-hmm. And you can't always reflect that, because maybe it takes a sentence, maybe it takes you looking in the mirror or a mentor or reading a book, but it all takes you flipping that mentality and being like, you know what? You know, I am doing the best I can do. Someone else out there is doing the best that they can do. This is all we can do. Mm-hmm. And then you can do that together, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, it makes everyone happy, because no one's going to be upset for you being you. And if they are, maybe they shouldn't be that.
Yeah, it's like being in a circle. And that's another thing. You need to have positive people in your circle, because...
yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, for real. So I'm going to take a page out of Tyler Perry's book. I was watching Madea Goes to Jail to Play the other day.
That's a good one.
Yes, yeah, it's very much a good one. Madea says, you got to put people in your life as a tree. You get your couple of good roots that you know that's going to be there, and then you get the leaves, they're not really there for you. And some branches, you feel me, some branches stay there, some branches going to snap. You have to be able to just learn that person. It's going to take some time. Talk to them. Listen, this is how I'm moving on. If you're not willing to move in this direction, then you can't be part of what I have going on. Now, it's going to hurt, because maybe you develop a real strong relationship with this person. But if that person isn't willing to stop holding the whole bigger picture now, then that person shouldn't be part of your operation. There's a lot of people that, you know, can fake the funk, a.k.a. your tree branch.
Yeah.
Because we all know that some tree branches can be sitting there acting, oh, I got you no matter what, and then let that good snowfall come, and they like, I can't hold you no more, I'm breaking off. Because that's what happened to me, and you have to be able to know how to bounce back. It's going to hurt. I promise you it's going to hurt. You're going to want to cry. And I'm not one to tell you not to cry, but you can't sit in your misery too long.
Yeah. Humans are meant to feel pain, but we're not meant to stay in there. Just moving anywhere in life, especially as a teenager, and especially as a high school student, or in 100% as a business owner, is that you have to make sure your circle are on the same page and same mission as you. Everyone may not be the same, so your circle may be different. We're not saying that you have to be the best doctor in the world to hang around only the best doctors, but sometimes people can share the same thoughts and ideas with you just because they're also moving forward to their goals or they're also going in a place that you want to go. And I think like a big question of the day would be, what do you think builds a business owner from the perspective of a young person?
Being open into ideas. Because having a business is about how can you make what you did yesterday better today. After every show, I send them the receipt, yeah. And then on top of that, I send them a survey. Now, you don't have to answer the survey, but it's better for my company.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because I don't want you to sit here and feel as though you're not getting your money's worth. We all know that the price of living is going up high, and you want to make the whatever you can do best be best for your kid, cousin, whatever it is, because, you know, you can't get your money back on a lot of things. But a lot of people try to get their money back on entertainment. And what I try to do is make sure that don't happen. I'm trying to make sure you have your money's worth.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure all that good jazz. So I'm always willing to open up and pushing the barrier on certain things. That's why I started Fire Breathing. You got to sit there and be like, what is this person doing? Okay, what is this person doing? Okay, how can I make something that they're doing and turn it up? Like way, like 100%
more. Yeah, put your own flavor on it.
Exactly. Because that's all what, that's basically what all life is, but for that's all business.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to attach yourself to an audience and a product.
And especially when there's a lot of people in the same industry.
True, yeah, especially. And it's true these days, lots of industries are getting clouded when it comes to creativity and doing what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And these days you do have to stand out. And I think that's something that helps you thrive is the fact that you have the ability to be like, okay, what are everyone else doing? Okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this, maybe do this, and then put my spice on. That's what you need, because people will buy attachments because they like it. Someone that watches a Carrie Sykes show may not like a Dave Chappelle show, but it doesn't really matter at the end of the day, because your audience is your audience for your reason. Mm-hmm. They like you because you're being you to your best ability and giving them something that they can take and they can feel like it was worth their time. It's hard to get your foot placed into it, mm-hmm. and to find where you fit, because you get stuck thinking about someone else is doing this and this is working, so maybe I should just keep doing this because they did it. Or maybe you get stuck in, I don't even know where to start and I don't even know where to build. But it seems as though truly you just have to be yourself, honestly.
Mm-hmm. That's how it started with me. When I first sat down and wanted to create LG the Clown Entertainment, I'm self-taught on every single thing I do, and that's why I think people love it more.
Yeah.
I know that I'm not top tier on everything I can do, so that's why I'm willing to better my craft no matter how long it takes, no matter what I have to do. But they say the self-taught ones is the best ones.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to see that now, because I can honestly tell you now, I would not have thought I would be here doing what I need to do. I would not have thought that I'd be making my own merchandise if you would have told me, hey, you about to own a business soon.
Yeah.
When I would have been sitting there looking at you like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Being here at We Love Philly helped me become a better business owner, because it helped me be open to a lot of ideas. It helped me sit there and question, how can I make myself better and how can I make myself more approachable? Because I'm not going to lie, Aponte took me to a lot of events when it was just me and him. And one time it was a person who was talking and he was like, just go over there. She's going to recognize you no matter what. And I'm like, how you know? He was like, because you have an energy that anybody can feel when you're just around. And
yeah.
I'm like, you're crazy. Like, she's not going to feel that I'm, she's not going to feel my presence.
She ain't going to feel it.
She's not going to feel my presence. She's sitting there talking. And as soon as I went up there, she looked. She was like, hi. And I was like, hold up, wait a minute. What does this man know that I don't know? I love being on stage, even though I love to entertain. I have been one that's, I guess you could say I'm a little shy.
Yeah.
Only because I'm a people's person, but I'm also myself person. And being We Love Philly, it's been like really taking me out of being myself person. I like, it has stopped me from being closed in. I'm accepting people little by little. So
you have to take it step by step and realize that you might not have it all right now, or you might not have the most expensive equipment or this, that, and the third, But you got you. And at the end of the day, you know what you need to do because you're you and only you can be you. I think exerting that energy is what really just brings that vibe and that aura for you, for people. If he's having fun and he's chilling, then why can't I have fun and I chill, you know what I mean? And that's really like positivity and love. And that's the core root of anything we want to do. But besides that, I got a question for you.
I got an answer for you.
You got an answer for me? Yeah. All right. Okay, okay. Hopefully it's an amazing answer because this question is the question. Mm. It is, what is your definition of love?
Oh, my definition of love. That is the question.
Yeah, so that is the question.
That is the question right there. I will have to say my definition of love is undefined. And the reason why I say it's undefined. Yeah, because love can be so many things. Love can be an action. Love can be an emotion. Love can be just a gesture or even energy. Love is energy. Love is undefined.
Spitting on that one.
Because like, we in Philly, we can sit there and have a cheese steak with water ice.
Or this strong love.
Exactly. We can sit there and bite into that cheese steak. You feel me? Just, ooh, this is love right here. You feel me?
I feel you.
Or we can sit there and hug grandma and be like, yo, this is love. Or we can sit there and see a person in need, give them a couple dollars, show this is love.
Yeah,
so love is really undefined. It's all about feeling that comfort, feeling like this is right, feeling that. Like,
yeah, in that present moment.
Exactly. Yeah. So love is what you make it. Love is undefined. Love is a lot of things.
That is a beautiful answer, my guy, my black and beautiful brother.
Of course. Appreciate it.
But we always enjoy having you on the podcast. And yeah, it was amazing. But besides that, is there anything that you let people out there know or that they should hear about or where to find you?
I will say this. It's all right to have an idea.
True.
But don't share it to the world. Like, all honestly, don't share it to the world. And the reason why is because they're going to sit there and they're going to be like, man, it ain't going to never work. And then some people might turn around and take your own idea, and then you're going to sit there and look like, yo, that's crazy. If you have your idea, don't let nobody talk you out of your idea. A lot of you not. When I told people I'm going to open up my own clown business, they looked at me like I was crazy. And now it's those same people booking me. And you got to shock the world on your own. It's a lot of things.
Yeah.
That I want to tell y'all, but I can't tell y'all yet. It's a lot of things that I'm working on. And, you know, you really have to, like, the time to fulfill your dreams is now. Don't wait for tomorrow, because Tupac said, tomorrow ain't promised for nobody. So do it now. Make the time. Make the energy. Do it now. I'm trying to tell y'all, because you're not only going to shock the world, you're going to shock yourself. Not just entrepreneurs, for everybody, because we all have a spark in our own self that has yet to be tapped in. Or we probably tapped it in and just wanted to dim it out. Don't dim it out. Just let that joint shine.
Locking game.
Yeah, for real. But y'all can find me on the gram, LJ the Clown ENT. TikTok, LJ the Clown ENT. You feel me? YouTube, LJ the Clown. You feel me? If y'all want to follow me personally, I got my page back for the ones know that I got my page back. Lion_den_king with an X. So KXNG. Yes, sir. _LJ. And if y'all follow that personal page, just know y'all going to be in for a shock real soon, because I got something outside of LJ the Clown coming for y'all. I'm working out here. You feel me?
I feel you. Amazing to have you on the podcast, as always. Your energy is unmatched, and when you bring it around, we appreciate it. So we can't do anything but to share light on that and give you the resources to also learn from Mr. LJ the Clown, Mr. Kerry Sykes, because he is a person that not only cares, but he cares for a reason. And I think a lot of people who care for a reason might find it a little hard and might find it a little lonely in this world, and that's where people that come around that can get your back and join your community come in. And I'm pleased to have Kerry part of my community.
Yeah, I got one thing to say.
What was it, gang?
All right, listen here. For all y'all, you know, who got little brothers, all y'all who got little sisters, all y'all, you feel me, that just got family, that just trying to have fun on a Friday, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be somewhere every Friday.
Where you going to be? Where you going to be?
Where I'm going to be? I'm going to be at my old daycare. I'm giving back to my community, man.
Old daycare.
My old daycare when I first started, man. I'm going to be up there. That's called Johnson's Child Care Center, 1919 Madeira.
1919 Madeira.
Yeah, sir. 1919 Madeira Avenue for us to be exact. You feel me? So we got our own nonprofit organization called Johnson's Youth Services. Their mascot, David the Lion, that became my best friend. He has his parties every Friday from 5 to 8. I'll be doing a magic show, you feel me? Y'all can get a magic show next Friday, you feel me? We do things different every Friday.
Every Friday.
$5 a head. You can't beat that. So if y'all come this Friday, if you got some white sneakers, you feel me? You could paint some white sneakers. Like, where you know that they do that for free? Like, we give you paint for free. All you gotta do is bring your sneakers and bring $5.
They get the new kicks.
You get pizza and juices for free. Like, where you know they do that at? That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. But that sounds amazing. Every Friday, this Friday indeed, LJ the Clan will be down there. I appreciate you for coming on. And as always, we love you guys.
All right. Love y'all too, man. Love y'all.